Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talk to Department of Natural Resources biologist Vince Evelsizer about the causes and likelihood of seeing a mountain lion in southern Iowa.
There was that sighting in Oskaloosa of a mountain lion. Is this common?
It's not real common, no, but it is possible.
What are the driving forces that would cause something like this, or the migration of a mountain lion down into these parts?
So far, every cat that has moved into Iowa has been a young sub-adult male. Most often, the reason for that is because they're out dispersing away from usually a western state looking for new territory. The older adult toms will drive away the young males, and so they're coming to find new territory, and often they'll travel. There's been a slight trend of a few moving through the Midwest looking for new territory, and new territory for them means having a few females around and a good supply of food. When they move into the Midwest, their main food supply they're looking at probably the most is going to be deer and even raccoons.
Interesting. And what western states are those that these come from?
So far, from DNA tissue samples, it's been identified that a lot of them have come from the Black Hills population in western South Dakota, and then also some of the Rocky Mountain states like Colorado and Wyoming and things like that. And then it is possible there's a small breeding population in Nebraska now. However, to our knowledge, we do not have a breeding population in Iowa. So the odds of there being very many in Iowa are quite low.
Do they end up just getting caught when they come here when they don't have any, you know, females? Or do they just live out their lives?
A lot of times they'll keep moving, and because they just continue to seek females and a food supply, and then also they're usually very secretive and don't like to be disturbed much by people. So they'll usually just keep moving, and a lot of times they'll just move right through our state and not take up residence for very long.
And are they just traveling through farm fields, woods?
Well, they primarily travel at night or during low light hours, and so they'll often key on a river corridor or, you know, just a series of fence rows, but they will cut across open ground too. You know, it just depends, but primarily they follow habitat.
Do they have enough food to survive here if they wanted to set up shop?
It depends. I think they would probably have enough food. They would likely feed on deer the most. So they would likely have enough food if they wanted to stay.
Are there any other animals that sometimes end up in Iowa?
Well, a lot of the large predators were once native to Iowa prior to European settlement. In today's setting, you know, with our landscape today, we've had the occasional roaming black bear, or even the occasional roaming wolf, in addition to the mountain lions occasionally coming into Iowa. A lot of them seem to, from tracking them, you know, and things and field reports from the public and from our own staff, a lot of times they'll take a route or a loop into Iowa, and then they often leave when they don't find other ones around, especially females.
Is it caused by overpopulation, or is this just a common thing among these groups of animals?
All three of them have had a slight increase in their population levels from bordering states. Wolves in Minnesota and Wisconsin are doing quite well. Black bears are doing fairly well in those states, too. And mountain lions are stable to slightly increasing in the western states. So it is likely or typical for us to see a young males dispersing when that occurs.
And is this just a natural cycle, or is there an outlying factor like more poaching awareness?
I think it's primarily probably a natural function, you know, that when they're doing well, they're going to be trying to gain ground or increase their population in the new areas, pioneer new areas when their population is doing well.
Sure. And you said that mountain lions will usually just stay away from humans.
Yeah, most of the time, the only wild card is if it's a captive-reared animal that was let go. They're going to be more accepting of being visible to the public and things like that. Otherwise, the the mountain lions will typically try to avoid being seen by humans, but because Iowa is fairly open, especially this time of the year when the crops are not tall, they are more prone to being spotted and sighted by folks.
That was my conversation with Vince Evelsizer, DNR biologist. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.